840 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo! Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy day before Thanksgiving. We've got a lot to talk about today, but I'm also declaring it an anything goes day, so whatever happens to be on your mind, feel free to give us a shout at 202-808-9925. Apologies again for the last, 20 minutes of yesterday's show when our phone system crashed. We figured out what was going on and got it fixed, knock wood. And so we should have everything working today. We've got a lot to talk about also in the first hour here. I want to get into this question of why don't we call mass shooters terrorists? And also, will you disagree at the dinner table this Thanksgiving, or will you get along? And Axios actually has a nice short little piece about some good strategies for how to debate with crazy Uncle Ralph, you know? And also in the third hour, here goes the right wing on victim blaming, on climate change again, and ignoring the impact of policy. I've got a rant about that I'll share with you. In our second hour, our only guest for the day, Professor Richard Wolff, is going to drop by, and I want to talk with him about the impact of a possible housing crisis or a housing crash. There's a lot of talk about this. It's fascinating and scary and interesting and pregnant with both danger and opportunity. We'll talk about that in the second hour. And I've got a geeky science. Will the world need to dim the sun to save the planet? Bill McKibben is writing about it. Over at the New Yorker, I'll tell you about that. In our third hour, I want to get into, are we surprised? Big business was giving big bucks to election deniers in the midterms. Yes, those people who inspire terrorism, let's just give them more money. And Mike Pompeo, what he really meant when he attacked the head of the teachers union, a great little clip that I saw over on Democratic Underground, actually, that I wanted to share with you. So a lot to talk about today. I wanted to start out, and then, of course, your phone calls. As I said, you know, it's anything goes. Wednesday, as it is, anything goes day before Thanksgiving. But over at HartmanReport.com, my op-ed today is titled, Time to Call Mass Shooters and Those Who Inspire Them Terrorists. And I point out, you know, first off, a terrorist attacked Club Q in Colorado Springs Saturday night. Another terrorist attacked Walmart workers in Virginia yesterday. It's happened over 800 times this year in the United States. But nobody's calling them terrorists, and that's a problem for America. You know, we didn't call the jihadis who blew up the Twin Towers mentally ill or disgruntled or discuss their troubled past, like the headline about the Club Q shooter on the Washington Post yesterday. The headline literally said, you know, a shooter had a troubled past. It's like, so what? He's a terrorist. We didn't call the jihadis those things. We called them terrorists because what they were engaged in was mass murder to right a wrong, to achieve a political goal, to change the behavior of people. That is literally the dictionary definition of terrorism. And we went after Osama bin Laden, and he was nowhere in the vicinity of 9/11. In fact, he didn't even know what the operation was. He didn't know it involved airplanes. He didn't know, he
inspired it with his rhetoric. He helped pay for it. Although it looks like, you know, others in the Saudi government kicked in a whole lot, too. But, you know, he was not there. And yet President Barack Obama, you know, traced him down, tracked him down and shot him. He was a terrorist because he was inspiring the terrorists. Bin Laden himself was radicalized by the mullahs in Saudi Arabia. And then he went off to Afghanistan to use terror as a weapon against the infidels, the Russian infidels, and he succeeded in driving them out of the country. I mean, terrorism can work. The British called the American soldiers terrorists back in 1776. So, you know, it is possible, but it's probably a metaphor or an analogy that's now is not the time to make, because these people are running off hate, and those people in 1776 were running off hope, and there's a huge difference. But here in America, we have media figures, and you know who I'm talking about. We have politicians, and you know who I'm talking about. And we have preachers, and you know who I'm talking about, who are all seeking fame, personal fortune, and power for themselves, just like the Saudi mullahs, who are radicalizing angry or self-righteous men. And I say men very advisedly. When was the last time you heard of a mass shooter who was a woman to commit acts of mass murder? And when the men they're triggered practice their terrorism to frighten black people or Jews or abortion providers or queer people or even former employers into submission or into invisibility, this is their goal, or to keep politicians in offices they lost, like January 6th, we call them sick or troubled or mentally ill or maybe political activists. But the man who shot up Club Q in Colorado Springs isn't deranged like the media headlines call him. He was a terrorist. So are the men who murdered Jews at the Tree of Life Synagogue. And the man who murdered black people at the Buffalo supermarket. And the vast majority of the other 800 mass shootings in the United States so far this year. All of them had the mental competence to identify their victims, acquire their weapons, and execute their crimes. They may not live like you and I do. They may not think exactly like you and I do. They may have had tough childhoods, but they're not mentally ill. They're terrorists. The citizens in Arizona who have so threatened the life of Republican Bill Gates, the Maricopa County supervisor, that as I shared with you yesterday, he and his family have gone into hiding. Those Arizona citizens who have literally threatened his life and those of his family, they're not mentally ill, they're terrorists. I'll give you that they're malinformed, right? They've been lied to largely by a hierarchy of Republicans from former President Trump down to county officials and worked into a rage by these lies being repeated over and over again on social media, podcasts, the radio, but they're not mentally ill, they're terrorists. Members of the Klan who murdered thousands of Americans over the decades and continue to advocate white supremacy today. They're not mentally ill, they're terrorists. The so-called militia members who go looking for street brawls and tried to murder Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi on 9/11, they're not mentally ill, they're terrorists. The politicians who engage in dog whistle politics using anti-Semitic innuendo, like we saw in the governor's race in Pennsylvania, or darkening the faces of their black opponents in TV ads, they're not mentally ill, as we saw in Wisconsin. They're not mentally ill. They're trying to inspire terrorists. Now, I'll give you, there are a few mass shooters who are clinically delusional, who are genuinely mentally ill, but they are few and far between. And even they are vulnerable to radicalization by preachers, politicians, and media figures who are hustling hate for their own selfish purposes. Back in 2018, the FBI did a study. They looked at 63 mass shooters, major mass shooters between 2000 and 2013, asking the question, are these people mentally ill? What they found was about a quarter of them had a history that would suggest some sort of mental illness, but that included things like depression and anxiety disorders. Only three out of the 63 that the FBI looked at actually were delusional, like hearing voices, imagining things that weren't there. Only three were actually mentally ill. It is vanishingly rare. Mentally, genuinely mentally ill people generally lack the capacity to engage in mass shooting. And, you know, I think we need to be calling this out. Lauren Boebert tweeted out, "The news out of Colorado Springs is absolutely awful. This morning, the victims and their families are in my prayers. This lawless violence needs to end and end quickly." And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez replied on Twitter, "Lauren Boebert, you have played a major role in elevating anti-LGBTQ plus hate rhetoric and anti-trans lies while spending your time in Congress, blocking even the most common sense gun safety laws. You don't get to thoughts and prayers your way out of this. Look inward and change." Right. Lauren Boebert delights in inspiring stochastic terrorists. The shooters and the media figures who and the politicians who incite them are America's real terrorists, and only rarely are they ever actually mentally ill. You know, we've got a mental illness problem in America, Reagan defunding mental illness back in the day, but that's not what this is all about. 6 months ago, psychologists Seth Norholm and Alan Blotkey published an essay in Psychiatric Times. It was appropriately titled, "Most Mass Shooters Are Terrorists, Not Mentally Ill." And they opened the article with a quote from Greg Abbott after the Uvalde shooting. Greg Abbott said, "Anybody who shoots someone else has a mental health challenge." Right. And they come right out and say, this is not the case. They say, "There's a common misperception amplified by mainstream media and government officials that people go crazy or enter some altered state of consciousness and start shooting. Rather, they say, executing murderous plots such as mass shootings at schools, grocery stores, places of worship, and public events requires a mind that is lucid and capable of producing rational thought, planning, and logical cognitive processing. For example, the 2017 Las Vegas Route 19 Harvest Festival shooter reportedly had extensive notes on distance, trajectory, and wind changes in his hotel rooms. These shooters are often linked with an adherence to ideas and rhetoric that are bandied about as truth on media outlets. On top of that, elected government officials with massive public platforms echo these truths and reinforce their so-called legitimacy. The result is a radicalized, not mentally ill, individual absorbing all this extremist ideology who then takes advantage of easy access to guns in America," end quote. And then they point out a lot of these shootings are motivated by racism, and they add, "To put it bluntly, racism is not a mental illness." Mark Fulman, who wrote a book called Trigger Points about this very issue, talks about how, you know, people don't just suddenly break. They develop violent ideas that stem from entrenched grievances, rage, and despair. It's not mental illness, it's terrorism. You know, you cannot solve a problem that you don't identify. It's very simple. You can't cure a problem that you refuse to name. America has a terrorism problem, and we have an incitement to terrorism problem. In fact, it's you know, a lot of it is centered in my very industry. And if we continue to refuse to call it out, I haven't seen the word terrorist in a single headline about the Club Q shooter. If we continue to refuse to call it out, we're going to continue to experience it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What say you? I've got a few more thoughts on the other side of the break, and of course, we will be picking up your calls on Anything Goes Wednesday. Awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use? It's possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grill Master Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every ManCrates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think ManCrates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or ManCrates will make it right. Get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at ManCrates.com. That's BFWEEK22 at ManCrates.com. BFWEEK22 at ManCrates.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 33 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, 30, cloudy skies expected. Low 40s Friday, upper 40s Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and just better. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection to the point where it's not even worth it to connect. But ExpressVPN doesn't lag or buffer. You can even stream HD with no issues. And it couldn't be easier to use. Just open the ExpressVPN app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection against across all your devices. Once you connect to ExpressVPN, you won't even realize you have it on. But your connection is secure, your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. No wonder it's been called the best VPN by Business Insider and Tech Radar. Right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Welcome back. I will be getting to your calls in just a moment. Just two quick stories here I wanted to share with you. First of all, over on Axios, Erica Padley, some thoughtful suggestions I thought worthy of sharing with you about how to disagree at the dinner table. First of all, she notes that some of the most successful minds in business, politics, and art were high school debaters. I was a high school debater. I encourage you, if you have kids or grandkids, to encourage them to be high school debaters. It was probably the two things that probably I learned that have been most useful to me in my life that I learned in high school anyway, or junior high school and high school, were debate and typing. So, important skills. But anyway, she notes, number one, a little humility goes a long way. It's okay to let other people score points. It's okay to say, you know, I'm not sure about that. Those kind of things. That will help, actually, in your debate. You'll hear me say that from time to time. Give credit for other people when they actually make a good point. And, you know, rather than just have war with them, number one. Number two, agree to disagree from the start. So you start out by saying, you know, I know that I'm not going to change your mind, and probably you're not going to change my mind. But, you know, let's put out our ideas and we can discuss them. And, you know, we don't have to fight this to the death. You know, we don't have to reach a point where one of us goes, oh, yeah, uncle. You know, we'll just share our disagreements if we choose to. Number three, speak about your own experience. Talk about things you personally witnessed or experienced instead of using generalizations. In fact, one of the biggest mistakes that people make in debate is using generalizations, using words like always or every, or, you know, you do that all the time, or every time somebody, you know. No, it's never the case, right? Be specific. And number four, know when to let go. Not every topic is worth debating, and not every debate is even worth winning or finishing. And she has this strategy called block and bridge, where somebody goes off on a tangent and you just don't want to engage with it. And you say, oh, that's interesting. And then change the subject. So you kind of block it by saying that's interesting. You stop the conversation and then you go on. So, you know, some ideas for, you know, things that we can do as we sit with our family. Of course, the other thing that I strongly encourage, and we just, Louise made the phone calls this morning, although we didn't have to, it turned out, all our kids are on board, was because our 90, I think she's 96, 95, I'm not sure, my mother-in-law is coming over for Thanksgiving dinner, and of course all the rest of us, that no one's going to be coming, nobody's going to come in our house unless they've taken a COVID test within the previous hour. So that's my number one piece of advice. All righty. I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of the break. Like I said, anything goes Wednesday here. Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
Have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. Tom Hartmann here with you. I just wanted to flag one other thing for you real quickly. The Washington Post published this essay about
the climate impact of Thanksgiving dinners. It was by Tamer Haspel, who writes about food, you know, and has written about eating insects and stuff like that. But the right-wingers, weirdly, were all over this, going, oh my God, here we go again. It's the libs talking about climate change. And, you know, actually, I'm not all that bent out of shape about the Washington Post piece. I do think it's important that we all understand the climate impact of everything that we do. But what makes me crazy is when we criticize ourselves or each other for kind of climate microaggressions, you know, when what we, you know, when it's not, there's almost nothing you and I can do to alter our behavior in a way that will actually affect climate change, other than engaging in politics, because these are decisions that are made at the level of politics. They're macro decisions. Is the country going to have a green grid or a fossil fuel powered grid? Are we going to drive cars that are electric, or are we going to drive cars that are spewing fossil fuel emissions? Are we going to, you know, heat our buildings with fossil fuels, or are we going to come up with alternative forms of energy? I think it's just so important to keep reminding ourselves and everybody else. You know, yeah, you know, I mean, Louise and I last week for our 50th wedding anniversary, you know, took a trip. You know, we went to another part of the world and had a nice week and sat in the sun and came home. And yeah, that had a carbon load associated with it. But the impact of that was nothing compared to the impact of my encouraging people to get the Inflation Reduction Act passed, which is going to produce a huge impact on the amount of CO2 that is produced in the United States. So if you're traveling for the holidays or whatever, don't beat yourself up. Get active. Engage in politics. That's the pivot point. That's the pressure point. That's where we can actually make change. So, anyhow, picking up your calls, Bill in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and back at you.
Thanks for the tips. My favorite was "That's Interesting." I could have used that a lot more when back in my working days as a agent for the union.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I'm calling is we always have to hear about how a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun from the right-wing crazies.
Right.
And all this time, we have, you know, it appears that a good guy without a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun.
Yeah, or in this case, a good guy and a trans woman. Yep.
Yeah. That was the other thing. It's funny how all these macho right-wingers, you know, are so against the LGBTQT, and they are such big gun rights. I need a gun to protect myself. And then we have in the Q Club, you know, one of a terrible thing that goes down, and it's a guy that I, for whatever reason, just happened to be there, because you know none of the right wingers would have been there. But the other thing I want to compare that to the Uvalde shooting. We had a whole school full of good guys with guns and body armor, and they still couldn't stop the bad guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so anyway, I just thought that was quite interesting, and I hadn't heard anybody bring that up, and I just wanted to point.
Oh, good point, Bill. Good point. Thank you very much for kicking off Anything Goes Wednesday here. That was a good one. Thank you. Randy in Ottawa, Iowa. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Do I have enough time to comment on your rant this morning?
You certainly do.
Well, it was just a quick overview. We should call them terrorists. It should be a federal crime if you kill multiple people with any kind of weapon at any one time. And the death penalty should be enforced. That's my opinion. Because why house these? If you're going to have all these federal crimes, how are we going to pay to house them? Nobody wants to pay taxes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of the death penalty, but I'm with you on everything else, Randy, and I'm not going to debate that with you.
So, okay, good.
You're entitled to your
opinion.
Let
me get to my point.
Yeah.
I had a revelation in my own life. And I've listened to you, I don't know how many times, when you talk about George Bush staring into Vladimir Putin's eyes and seeing his soul. It was a documentary that I'd watched many years ago, and I rewatched it. It's called The Kursk, A Submarine in Troubled Waters. And right now, I got it through my Prime deal for 99 cents. I could rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, my understanding was it was all under Clinton, but it was actually in the right after Putin came into power and right after Bush took the White House. And the parting shot of the movie, it's a 1 hour and 12 minute documentary, and it covers, you know, there's $10 billion changed hands from America to Russia. There was a lot of other things. Putin had to eat a lot of guff over it. It was a big deal in the first part of his administration, and then the last picture in the parting shot was Putin and Bush shaking hands, and I think it was at the SALT treaty, or mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it was, where he saw his soul, looked into his soul. If you watch that documentary and leads up to that moment, him seeing into his soul, it is revealing, very revealing, why Putin is who he is towards the United States now.
Interesting.
And
what's the title of it again?
It is Kursk, A Submarine in Troubled Waters. Huh. K-U-R-S-K.
Oh, Kursk. Okay. Yeah, I remember that incident. All right.
Right. And it's unbelievable. And the thing of it was that the Bush comment, I looked into his soul.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize who he was looking at.
Yeah.
And this is why. This is one of the main things that I think has formed his opinion and his actions towards us today.
Yeah. Well, at that time, I mean, you know, the United States had taken this position, and it started under the first Bush administration. It continued through the Clinton years, and then, of course, you know, tripled down when George W. Bush became president. Our position was, Russia, we will help you out. We will encourage you. We will embrace you if you will just embrace neoliberalism, if you'll destroy your labor unions, if you'll do away with the minimum wage, if you will empower your oligarchs, you know, if you'll do those things, if you'll engage in free trade, if you do those things that we're all doing, then everything will be hunky-dory. And they did. And, of course, that produced the oligarchy that enabled Putin to become a dictator. Sadly. So Bush at that point in time was trying to embrace Russia, at least early on.
Yeah. I don't want to take up too much time, Tom. I want to wish you a happy holiday, and I hope you take a look at that sometime when you have. It's just an hour, slightly.
I will try to remember. Randy, thank you.
Informative.
I'll check it out. Day. Randy, thank you very much. You too. Jake in Portland. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind? No, Jake. Okay. Teresa in Bellevue, Washington. Teresa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I've been wanting to introduce you to this little tidbit I learned when I was in Iowa at the Herbert Hoover homestead. He endorsed it's called Message Endorsing the Children's Charter. And I read through the Children's Charter that he had a little commission, you know, like they do, and came up with these recommendations. And Herbert Hoover endorsed this. And when I read through this, I was just blown away. We don't think of Herbert Hoover in this light, and it was so progressive, and it's just a list of, maybe 15 things, starting from when the child is born. Every child should have mother should have full prenatal care. Every child should have a good home to live in. Every child should have health care. Every child should have food. I mean, it just goes on. It's very specific. I mean, it could read out of, like, 2022. And I just thought I'd put that out there. I mean, you know, it's, like, kind of sad that here we are all these years. This is from 1931. All these years later, it's just still a dream. But I just think it's kind of interesting. Herbert Hoover in 1931 had the Children's Charter that he endorsed. So might be fun for people to look it up and just kind of revive all those ideas.
Well, and that was during the time when there was a strong progressive element within the Republican Party. Teddy Roosevelt, of course, is the most famous for it. William Howard Taft, who followed him as president of the Republican, was also progressive. The Republicans were supporting the movement to enfranchise the rights of women. And Herbert Hoover wasn't really a bad guy. I mean, I think you could argue that his putting Andrew Mellon in charge of the Treasury, as Treasury Secretary, in charge of the Treasury Department, was a disaster, because Mellon loved the Great Depression. Of course, he was a major banker. He made a fortune off the Great Depression. He was able to just buy up everything on the cheap. But you know, outside of that, Hoover, in fact, was embraced by Franklin Roosevelt after FDR became president in 1933. He put him in charge of something. It's been probably 2 decades since I read the book on this, so I don't recall exactly what it was but it was some social thing that Herbert Hoover was doing on behalf of Franklin Roosevelt, and you know, they became friends. So yeah, it was a different time, Teresa. It really was, and it was a very different Republican Party.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you for that story. I didn't know about the Children's Charter. That's fascinating. Thank you very much. And happy Thanksgiving. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We will be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Wednesday here as we occupy the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Right back with you. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh, plus we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy. High of 48, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows around 30, cloudy. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Mid-50s Saturday, low 40s Sunday, with a chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Jay Farner from Quicken Loans.
The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. You've probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and just better. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection to the point where it's not even worth it to connect, but ExpressVPN doesn't lag or buffer, and you can stream in HD with no issues. And it couldn't be easier to use. Just open the ExpressVPN app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection. Excuse me, across all your devices. Once you connect to ExpressVPN, you won't even realize you have it on. But your connection is secure, your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. No wonder it's been called the best VPN by Business Insider and Tech Radar. And right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Welcome back, Randy, in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning to you. I've got two quick points. One's a little bit humorous, and the other one's a bit more thoughtful. The first is, I think maybe elected officials in America should get sworn in on a dictionary, because that's probably the closest we'll ever get to agreed-upon truth in our language.
Even that's problematic, Randy, but I'm with you.
Now, the second point is actually more serious.
Maybe they should get sworn in actually on a copy of the Constitution, you know?
Well, you've skipped ahead to my next point.
Okay.
Because we were having a conversation, and a number of us realized that when we were between the ages of 10 and 14, we began to wonder why we were pledging allegiance to the flag. Sure, it's a symbol of our country, but there's at least one better symbol that probably makes sense pledging allegiance to. It's the world's longest surviving written charter, and it starts with the words, "We the people." Now, we also realized that a number of us had to sign loyalty oaths at some point in our lives. I had to do so before I became an adjunct professor at UC Irvine, and another one before I became a planning commissioner in Huntington Beach. So I suggest we get rid of the loyalty oaths and start pledging allegiance to the Constitution. And I have a very rough draft for us to consider. It's, I pledge allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and to the values it sets forth of freedom, equality, liberty, and justice for all.
I like it. Aren't I correctly remembering that the pledge is, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Constitution for which it stands?
And to the Republic for which it stands.
Oh, geez, it's been that long since
I've said
that.
One nation under God,
indivisible,
liberty, justice for all, and then it ends with play ball.
Yeah, there you go. So, for some reason I had replaced Republic with Constitution in my head. Randy, I like your idea. It's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, good to talk to you. Kurt in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Kurt, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call after yesterday's snafu on your board late in the day.
Oh, yeah. My apologies.
No, you're fine. Hey, first of all, Hoover and Harry Truman. Yeah, hi, Truman. He looked at me. My dog looked at me because I said Truman. Mm. They were the ones who were friends. Truman had asked Herbert Hoover to be in charge of feeding the European children after World War II because he did that Food for Peace program after World War I.
Well, thank you for correcting me on that. As I said, my memory was decades old and vague, but thank you.
Yeah. So that's when they formed what was called the President's Club, which, you know, that's where they formed that bond called the President's Club.
Interesting.
The reason I called yesterday was you played, and it wasn't the University of Michigan. It was American University from June 10th, 1963, yesterday.
I thought it was Michigan President State University.
No, it was American University.
Oh, really?
In Washington, yeah. Huh. When okay. he did his whole,
his speech,
you know,
peace.
What kind of a peace do I seek and right. mean, all that stuff.
Right.
I told your screener yesterday, I told them today, John Kennedy or Jack Kennedy, whichever you want to refer to him as, he strikes me as a man who isn't so preoccupied in things like sight and sound, you know, like war and oppression, but he's more uncommon where he thinks more on the silent and the invisible, such as peace and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he was an existentialist. I don't know if you caught it yesterday, but, and I retweeted this last night, or I tweeted about it. Marianne Williamson has a Substack newsletter, and she wrote yesterday a piece about the impact of the assassination of Kennedy on us, on our generation, mm-hmm. and, you know, who were alive in the 60s. And what an amazing trauma it was. Amazing probably being the wrong word. Horrific trauma it was. And how it has echoed down through the generations, and how
I'll go one further on that. And people tend to disagree with me, and I think it's because they don't know their history. The only person who ever agreed with me was a deceased radio personality named Stan Piatt, because he was a big Beatles fan. And maybe I'm pounding salt when I give this thought. Is young people in the United States between November 1963 and February 1964? We're going through a period of dark mourning. You know, the young president was killed, and they thought, oh my gosh, I could die too. Then the Beatles came along, and everything just changed in our culture.
Right.
It's like something snapped, and I'm thinking, and again, like I said, I can be pounding salt with this, and maybe I open a whole new can of worms for listeners here, but had Jack Kennedy not been killed, would the Beatles have been as popular here in the United States in February 1964?
That's an interesting question. Or for that matter, you know, the whole transcendental meditation craze that they brought along with them, which was kind of, you know, how many of us would have been seekers if we were more comfortably satisfied with...
I mean, if you think about it, when Kennedy was killed, we were still what you would call in the 1950s,
yeah.
if you want to get down to it. And then the Beatles came, and then the 60s just exploded for the next 8 years until the summer of 72.
Yep.
I mean, like they say, when Kent State happened, that was the day the 1960s died. So,
yeah, yep. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, I was 12 when Kennedy was assassinated. Amazing, amazing stuff. Kurt, thank you. Thank you for the call and for the thoughts. And Marianne Williamson's piece is really worth reading. You can just check out my Twitter feed, and you'll see my tweet about it last night. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal. So I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media.